Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? Hello, friends. Hey, hey, what's up? What's up? Welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. And the last couple podcasts, we have really been diving into vibe. We've really been just kind of diving into grief, trauma, and loss and having these crucial conversations around it, which I think is so, so, so important. And actually, this episode is to actually all of the rockstar moms out there. And it's really a tribute to you guys, the ones who are healing their grief and trauma and trying at the same time to emotionally raise healthy little ones. I want you to know that you're doing an amazing, powerful work for this planet. And I want you to know that I see you and I feel you. So I want you to keep going. And so with that, I want to kind of take this in a direction of, you know, mostly talking about how we can really look to the future and, you know, what this is about grief, this thing, right, that we're carrying, like how are we carrying it? And what does that, you know, look like for us? And how does that feel? And so really, I think when we have this whole big conversation, or it's just like this big wheel, right? And you know how wheels have these spokes like a bike wheel. There's all these different layers to it. And you guys, I want you to realize this, and this is a message to you, is that your trauma and your grief does not define you, but it refines you if you let it. And I understand that it is a rough flow at times, but I want you to know that you're seen and you're heard. And I want you to know that I see it all the time in women. I see them doing the work. I see them physically healing and feeling and experiencing this trauma. And then wholeheartedly just releasing it and allowing themselves to release it. And ask yourself if you're allowing that to happen. Are you allowing yourself to feel it wholeheartedly, deep, deep within your soul, but allowing yourself to also release it? The past resentment, the trauma, the grief, the heartache, just the everything, the blah, like that's what I call it, just like the blah, like this big blah of, I don't know, slime or something. I don't know what to call it sometimes. You guys, I see you. This work is hard, but you're doing it. I'm doing it. We're doing it. So I want you to take the time to celebrate yourself and celebrate yourself. Not just, I think a lot of times we look at like the end, right? The end of when am I not going to feel this way? Like, when is this going to be easier? But you have to start celebrating yourself right now, and right now in these micro wins for yourself. Like, start celebrating yourself on how far you have come. And if it's like, hey, I just brushed my teeth today, or hey, I actually feel happy today and not sad, like celebrate those tiny little micro wins, because they'll start to add up, and this is where the transformation kind of happens. And I know sometimes you're saying to yourself, as a mom who's experienced grief, trauma, loss, or emotional hardship, mental health, whatever it may be for you. And here's what I want to say is that, and I think I've said this before, is that you cannot walk first. You can't walk if you haven't first learned to crawl. Like a baby first learns to sit up, and then they learn to crawl, and then they learn to stand, and then they learn to walk. Like, it's a process, right? So it's okay if you're crawling. At least you're moving. Also, no one ever healed grief and trauma just simply by Googling it or researching it or being like, oh, I'm just going to go ahead and look this up. Or no one, and I'll talk about this later, but you're not going to heal your grief and trauma just by researching how to heal your grief and trauma, okay? Without actually having action attached to it. So we have to have action attached to this. And I know that I was there a lot, you guys. I was in this constant void and constant feeling like I was suffering. And, you know, no one was coming for me. I felt like I was holding this SOS sign, but no one could see it. You know, felt like I'm in these dark waters, but, you know, no one's coming to save me. And that's the thing. And, you know, I've said it over and over. I feel like a broken record. No one is coming to save you. No one's coming. And so there has to be action attached to it, to the process. And guess what? Here you are. You're taking action. You're doing it. And here's the deal. I know that you kind of say to yourself in motherhood, I know I have before, is like, oh, I just be like, oh, my kids are suffering because of me. Like, motherhood is so hard when you are trying to heal all of this stuff. It's just so hard. Motherhood is hard when you're trying to emotionally heal. And then you just say to yourself, like, I'm not even sure I'm capable of doing this right now. And you kind of want to like throw in the towel, right? Or throw on the stick, like, oh, I give up. I give up. And I want you to know that you're doing it. Those micro wins, the little steps. And in the process, you are actually teaching your kids empathy, love, compassion, all of the things that we actually need humans to learn more about right now, especially right now. So I want to give you this shout out. And I like you spend, think about this for just a second. You spend 24/7 with yourself. Think about that. Like you spend 24/7 with your mind, your heart, all the feels. Like you are hanging out with yourself. You're like dating yourself constantly. Every single day. But actually ask yourself, are you actually really doing the work to spend the time not just with yourself, but within yourself? I'm going to say that again. Are you just spending the time with yourself or within yourself? And in order to heal grief, trauma, and loss, we've got to spend a lot of time within ourselves. And I'm going to tell you right now that it's not always fun to do that, right? And that's okay. So are you spending time within your heart, within your consciousness, within your mind? Are you spending time there within instead of just with yourself? And I talk about this concept all the time, heal for real. So I just wanted to give you a shout out and say that I acknowledge you. And I'm acknowledging you here in this small little corner of my little podcasting corner over here. Because you deserve the acknowledgement. Because this, like I said, this is powerful work and it's hard work. It's not easy, but you're doing it and you're worthy and you're deserving. So I want to tell you that it's like onward together. And you're amazing. I mean, you guys, this couldn't be more difficult, right? Any types of loss. We're just in this space of hardship. And so I think for someone just to see you, right? And to say that I see you, I feel you, and you feel acknowledged and just holding space for people. And I want you to know that in this little podcast corner, I'm holding massive space for you because you deserve to heal. You deserve it. And I want to share just a quick little story. And I also actually want to share a concept that I learned that I love. And it's actually the concept of, it's the concept of showing up as your favorite self. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, I've actually been talking about this. And it's actually something that I learned at a business retreat that I went to. And I love it so much because, you guys, your favorite self is different than your best self or your higher self. And especially when you've experienced grief, trauma, and loss, you feel like you almost have to put on this facade like every day, like, oh, I got to show up as my best self. I got to show up as my higher kid, or I got to show up as my higher self so I can show up for my kids. That's funny. I like said higher self and kids together. Anyway, whatever. That's what happens when you're talking fast and podcasting. The cool thing is I want you to know that I see you, and I want you to know that you don't have to show up as your best self or higher self when you're experiencing this and when you're trying to heal. How about learning to show up as your favorite self? Just your favy. That's what I call it. Me and my kids call it that, the favy. And why? This is so beautiful because it actually leaves room for grace. And most of all, what does it leave room for? Fun. And you guys all know that I love fun. You guys, best and higher self, I don't know, it's so raunchy now. It like can imply obligation, rigidness, strict way of being. And none of us who have walked this path of grief want to feel that way. So I want to challenge you to do that, is try to be showing up as your favorite self, because that feels joyful and it feels fun and it's lighthearted and it's playful and it's, there's no comparison, right, with it. So I really want you to think of, you know, recovering from fixing yourself or this perfectionism when it comes to around grief and trauma and, you know, not doing this inner work, and just give yourself permission to kind of tap into your inner child and breathe and stepping into that fave self, mama. Like, really think about it. Like, what is your favorite self? How would you show up? Like, think about it. If I didn't have to be my best self or higher self, like, how would I show up? And this allows so much room for grace. And I think we forget about that. We have to allow grief and grace to coexist together. And so I really just wanted to share that with you, share this message with you about really showing up as your favorite self and just letting you know in this podcast that I'm giving you a shout out and that I see you and I hear you. And this is the coolest part about this whole gig that I'm doing with podcasting, is now being able to radically step into this and radically share with you guys what's really on my heart when it comes to this subject, because of the path that I've walked. And now because of the path that I walked, I can walk it differently and help moms along the way. So I just want you to know how much you're loved, you're wanted, you're needed. And regardless of, you know, you are not your grief, you are not your trauma, you're not all these things, you're not any of these things that you say you are. And here's the concept too that I want to share. And I think this is so profound. And I don't even know where I heard it, but I know it helped me so much. It's this concept, is the day of your hurt is also the day of your healing. And for me, mine are multiple hurts, but how many times over and over have I gotten to heal? And we've all heard the saying, healed people heal people, right? So, and you guys, think about this. We have to heal to unlearn all of this stuff, like I talked about in the past podcast, that you've actually been taught by wounded people. You guys, most of your healing journey will be about unlearning and unbecoming, like we've been talking about, right? Unlearning the patterns of self-protection that once kept you safe. And if anything in this journey, it's taught me to just have compassion. And so I guess that's the message I wanted to share, is just a message of compassion here for the wounds, like your wounded soul. Like, you've fought the demons. I know I have. There's still demons that I'm fighting. You guys, and those wounds and hurts in the past, they are there for teachers. And here's the deal. That's why leaving your grief and your trauma and your wounds open actually do more harm. And I know that if we think about if we're closing them, that we're going to be forgetting our person, or we have to keep this open. But I want you to know that I know that you feel that if you completely heal, and if you completely heal all these wounds and close this door, close this wound, that you will be letting go of them, letting go of your person. And guess what? Just that is the lie, and it's not true. That's just a story that you're telling yourself. So in reality, it's all about the deep love that you have for yourself, and have it for yourself in the process. I think that's where I struggled a lot too, is I almost began to hate myself because I wasn't feeling better, or I wasn't, you know, all of these timestamps that people were putting on me, or all these things that people told me that I had to do. They're like, oh, well, are you doing this? Are you doing this? And it's like, well, yeah, but I'm still feeling this way. And so I think what it really come down to is that I just wasn't deeply loving myself. And, you know, your life is now a celebration of their life. And I know that's a grief affirmation that I tell myself a lot. And you guys, grief reminds us of just how human we are, lost us. I mean, it puts us in the human experience in such a different way. And it's okay, right? I always tell people that it's okay to pinch yourself once in a while, to be like, is this real? You know, and I do that all the time. And I want you to know that you are alive. You're alive. You're here. And you're doing it. And I know this is a mind game. It's like the mind F is what I call it, right? It's like, oh, this is such a mind F. What the heck? It's so awful. And you're just like, damn. And you want to swear, and you want to like thrash around. I've been there and I get it. But here's what I want you to do, is I want you to remove the guilt of doing the healing work. Remove the guilt from yourself. Because we have to remove this guilt. Because I know that you're afraid of how it feels moving forward. This is the unknown, right? We don't know how this feels to move forward. And so we give ourselves a guilt trip that we can't do the healing work because we don't know how it is on the other side or how this is going to be. And you shouldn't have, and I don't know how I want to say this, is I get it. I know that you fight with yourself and you say things like, well, I shouldn't have had to be strong. I shouldn't have had to be strong. And yes, you are correct. You shouldn't have. And embrace the and. But look how strong you actually are. Look how strong you are. And here's a call. Here's just a call to you to heal. A call of love, of women who are becoming, even in your struggle, because we all have them. And I want you to reflect on the challenges you've overcome. Reflect on these hardships that you've overcome, the hardships that you've faced, and all the things that you've had to quote unquote figure out on this path. Really congratulate yourself. Like I said in the beginning, please hug yourself, give yourself a pat on the back, look yourself in the mirror and say, oh my gosh, I am so freaking awesome. And I'm sharing this with you because these are the things that I've done, you guys. These are the things that I've done to heal. Because I'm rocking this healing journey alongside of you. You know? We're doing it. We're doing it together. And so with that, I just want to share with you guys a really, really quick story. And this story is, it's actually interesting. So I'm going to try to do it really quickly. So in high school, I actually dated this guy at this rival school. So this rival school was, I don't know, about 15 minutes away, but it was like you never went to the rival school because you just didn't, and we were rivals. And so I had no attachment to this school at all, but I started dating a guy that was there. And it was interesting, like right after we started dating. And anyway, so I'm kind of getting off track here, but we started dating, and immediately, like it was like 2 weeks later, I remember he said, "Oh my gosh, our star football player just committed suicide." And the other day I started really thinking about this, and I started asking myself, I'm like, why am I thinking about this? Like, why am I thinking about this kid that passed away that I had no relationship to, didn't really have any relationship with the school? Why am I thinking about this right now? And I kid you not, I'll tell you why at the end of this story. But it was really interesting. So the reason why it came up for me is because they played a song at his funeral. And this was the very first funeral that I ever, ever went to. And they played a song at his funeral, and it was called "If I Can Turn Back Time" by Cher. And I heard that song, and I just immediately started thinking about it. And I, you guys, I could not stop thinking about this person. And it was interesting. I started researching because I'm like, am I just making this up? Or I know I went to this funeral, but I don't really know his name. So I actually started asking some of my friends, like messaging them. I'm like, hey, do you remember this happened? Because, you know, sometimes when you're in grief brain, you're just like, did this really happen? Or you're trying to figure things out. So, and it did. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I remember this. So here's what happened is I'm getting this download of all of this and recollecting exactly what happened at the funeral. And I'm thinking, why am I thinking about this? I didn't know this kid. You know, I had barely started dating this guy. I had no connection with the school, no emotional attachment. And then I started thinking about it more. And I remember, you guys, at this funeral, it was so sad that right when they were about to close the casket, I remember the mom literally launching herself at the casket and grabbing her son. And she was just crying. She was literally sobbing. And she kept saying, no, don't go. Don't go. You can't go. And I remember them just like prying her off and everyone just engulfing her and just hugging her and her just falling to the floor. And she was in this agony. And here's the deal. At the time, I was, you guys, 16 years old. And so I was witnessing this. And I remember at this moment, this is when I started to get really teary-eyed. But before this, I was like, wow, I don't understand. Why did he do this? Oh my gosh, this is so sad. And I was saying lots of ignorant things. Because why? I had not walked the path yet. I had not walked the path of grief. And as I was thinking about this, I kept asking myself, okay, I was asking like the divine God, why are you putting this on my heart? Why are you putting this on my mind? Why am I thinking about this person? And basically, I got this impression that he was like, you get it now. You actually get it. You get how that mom feels because you've felt exactly like her. And I immediately just started crying. I'm like, yes, I get it. I get it. And here's the interesting thing. This is crazy, y'all. Receiving this, when I was researching it, I was like, why am I thinking about this? You guys, at the exact time that I was thinking about this, I was 16 years old, was exactly at the time I was thinking about it, 20 years ago, as I was sitting in the funeral. So he died October 30th. So his funeral, I believe, was the 7th or something around there. And that's when I got this download. So it was the exact moment that I actually was at his funeral 20 years ago, you guys. 20 years ago. I'm 36. That's when I received it. That's crazy. But it also was a testimony to me that God hears me. He answers my prayers. And he loves me. He's thinking about me. And he's letting me know that I get it now because I have walked this path and walked the path of grief. And when I was thinking about it, I was thinking to myself, yes, oh my gosh, I've felt like that. And I did feel like that. And wishing I could go back and tell this mom something completely different. But how could I have? Because I hadn't gone through, you know, the dungeon of grief. I haven't gone through that dungeon of trauma and witnessed all the things that I have. And so, you know, feeling kind of guilty, like, oh my gosh, I remember what I said to her. It was, you know, I felt like it was so ignorant and not genuine. And now I would go back and say something completely different. But it's because now I've experienced it. I've had the human experience of grief, and I remember, and I would say something so different to her than I would when I was the 16-year-old who didn't know what was coming. And the interesting thing was, is my mom died about a year and a half after that. And I didn't think about him then. And it was interesting that I thought about this, like I said, exactly 20 years. Isn't that crazy, y'all? So I'm sharing that with you because I think that oftentimes we believe that we can't receive, or we believe that maybe God has forsaken us. I know I felt that, or he's left us alone in our grief. And I guess I want to just encourage you too, is not only to let you mamas know out there that those of you who are doing this work, that I see you and I feel you, and to also ask so you can receive. Maybe sitting in prayer or meditation and asking for you to receive these. Because I felt me receiving this, this was like a really golden thing for me. And I remember sharing it with my husband. He's like, wow, this is awesome. He's like, look how much God is teaching you right now. And I promise that those spiritual downloads can happen for you as well. And so with that, you guys, I could talk forever. I love this. And I hope that you're feeling it. I hope that you are starting to have these deep conversations with yourself and feel it to heal it. And again, I will say this again to you, is that you're a rock star, and I see you healing your grief trauma and all the things and trying to raise these healthy little ones. And this is powerful work that you're doing on this planet. So I want you to keep going. That I see you and I feel you and I love you. And I hope to see you guys back on the next podcast. We'll see you soon. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.